The Scripps National Spelling Bee has a new winner.
She knows what it means.
M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N.
That is correct.
Congratulations, Emmanuel.
12-year-old Ananya Vinay, another Indian American, that's not news anymore. She just follows in the footsteps of the likes of Gokul Venkatachalam, Vanya Shivshankar, her sister Kavya Shivshankar, Nupur Lala, and so many others. But Ananya Vinay's victory made news outside the spelling beehive for a different reason, a cringe-worthy CNN interview. The hosts asked her to spell the word du jour, Covfefe.
Covfefe, C-O-F-E-F-E.
Good enough.
Close, you win.
Thank you very much. That's the only good answer we've heard about that in days.
It was really C-O-V-F-E.
We don't know that.
F-E, but it, again, is a nonsense word, so we're not sure that its root is actually in Sanskrit, which is what you're probably used to using, so I don't know.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The internet has come down hard on host Alison Camerota. Would someone ask her if she was familiar with Latin? Even in India, most people don't speak Sanskrit, just priests reciting prayers at weddings and funerals. A CNN spokesperson dismissed charges of racism and bias. Alison made the same joking reference to the root of Covfefe in an earlier... It's recycling a joke, says CNN. Perhaps so. We do not always have to bristle about racism at the drop of a hat or a recycled joke. The problem is not that she jokes that the origins of Covfefe might be Sanskrit. The problem is the fact that she said Sanskrit is probably what you are used to. The former just shows simple ignorance, a certain presumption that a gibberish word must be put into the basket of something far out exotic like Sanskrit. But the probably what you're used to reeks of the assumption that Vinay is still more Indian than American, even if she was born in Fresno, California. Let's face it, if Camerota had been asking Donald Trump the same question, would she have asked if the word had its roots in Old German? Because, of course, he must be familiar with German, given his grandfather's Bavarian roots. Trump is unquestionably Americanized in a way Vinay is not. It's a variation of the old origin question that brown people routinely face in America, as poet Carlos Andres Gomez explains.
So what are you? Where are you from? I say, New York. But your name is Carlos. I mean, where are you really from? I say, New York.
It may not be asked with any hostile intent, but it does get old, especially when you're born in the USA. This can seem trivial, especially in America today, where a man with a grouse against Middle Easterners in general shoots an Indian engineer in Kansas City. A blonde television show host making a bad joke about Sanskrit with a little Indian American girl is probably fairly benign on the Richter scale of racism. Yet it is annoying because it is symptomatic of a kind of patronizing liberalism that seems accommodating of the other, but in the end never accepts the other as one of them. As Sabrina Dhawan, who wrote the screenplay for Monsoon Wedding in 2002 and now Monsoon Wedding the Musical in 2017 says, decades of multiculturalism has not changed one basic fact, American equal to white. In Monsoon Wedding the movie, the groom was an Indian immigrant. In the musical, he's an Indian American. It's an important point. The Americans are brown.
Being an American doesn't mean being looking white. You know, they're Americans. They've been here for 30 years.
It's a point that needs to be made over and over again. As the Asian American guy asks the blonde guy in a clip of If Asians Said the Stuff White People Say.
Hey, so where are you from again?
Tennessee.
No, where are you really from?
The white guy looks befuddled. It's easy to call out racism that's angry and tells you to go back to your own country. It's much trickier when it comes with a patronizing smile, but still assumes that you're really, in some essential way, from another country. Really. But both in the end spell one thing for the Ananya Vinayas of America. Foreign. That's F-O-R-E-I-G-N. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.